Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, it's time to Fast Forward. Welcome to the future of almost everything in Wisconsin on the upswing. Now, in for Jeff Sherman, here's Steve Glenn and Martin Moore.
Welcome to the Upswing. I am Martin Moore, filling in for Jeff Sherman. Across from me, as always, the handsome, the incredible, the intrepid Steve Glenn. Yeah. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Hey, can I ask you a personal question?
Let's take over this place. Yeah. What?
How's your grass looking with all this rain?
It's horrible.
Is
it?
There's. I feel like there's two camps of people. There's people like me who are obsessed with my lawn and being like the number one lawn on my block, who love it when it rains in like May and June. And then there's everybody else who like just it rains, they can't stand it.
Are you out there cutting it?
Yeah, all the time.
How?
Cutting, weed whacking,
like
edging, the whole thing. I discovered, typically I don't mess around with Instagram reels or TikToks. Like it's not my thing, whatever. But I came across this one a couple weeks ago, and it was of this landscaping company, and they were pressure washing their lawn. Okay. Now imagine like a regular pressure washer, like you clean your car.
Like blasting the lawn.
Yep, blasting the lawn. And I looked at that and two things popped in my head. One was, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. And two,
you're going to do
it. But what if it works? So Jen went running. She did like a 15-mile run. I grabbed her pressure washer. I went in like this little spot in my backyard. So in case like I just blew all the grass off the mud, I wouldn't care. And I was shocked. Like it was like lifting up all the little helicopters, the rocks, the sticks.
Better than a blower thingy.
Everything that a rake can't get. And there was nothing left but just like soil and this nice breathable grass. So I was like, all right. So I did the whole front lawn. And like, as my neighbors were walking their dogs and walking past, they were looking at me like I was just a moron. But I'm telling you, dude, it looked like AstroTurf. It was unreal.
Yeah.
I will never rake again.
See, when there's garbage on the lawn for some reason, you know, like a wrapper or something, I just mow right over it. It blends in and goes away.
Like raking is, one, it's exhausting. Two, you get blisters. Three, it just, you get lazy towards the end. You never get everything.
Yeah.
This, I'm telling you, if you got a pressure washer, treat yourself.
All right.
So filling in for Jeff, he's got is this his daughter's graduation?
Graduation day. It's graduation season, you know?
Yeah, I have my niece's high school graduation this Saturday, which is like...
Same. I have my son's. Yeah. What school?
I don't know. I think she went to a Catholic school.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what it was, though. I'm world's greatest uncle.
Yeah,
but it's kind of crazy. Like, I never thought I would be at the age where like... I'm talking
those
about 20 years from
it,
now,
right.
Or those kids, or my niece is graduating and is 18 years old and going to college. It's just, it's insane.
It is
I
weird.
Don't like getting old.
I know.
Well, we got a really good show for everyone today. Obviously, this is the future of everything. Steve, can I ask you another personal question?
Bring it on.
When I say 560 million, what's the first thing that pops in your head? I'm going to give you a hint.
I know.
It's not like all the weird cicadas that like came up from underground and like started mating. It's not that.
The only reason I am going to say this is because of, you know, doing a little bit of research on the topics you were floating around.
Sure.
And it's like, is that the number of people whose data was like was stolen?
The recent Ticketmaster?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was it? On May 20th, in a securities filing, Ticketmaster, the owner of Live Nation, said it identified unauthorized activity with a third-party cloud database environment containing company data that affected around 560 million people. I don't have to tell you, that's a lot of people.
Addresses, phone, name,
all
credit
card, the whole thing. If
order details.
If you've ever went to a concert or a Bucks or Brewers game or anything, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, Ticketmaster is the...
It's the rules everything with tickets.
So I want to talk about privacy because all these... you can't get a cell phone. You can't sign up for Disney Plus. You can't do anything without giving out your personal information, social security number, all of that stuff.
Right.
And what's frustrating for me is that giving money to these companies, that's not the most expensive thing that like we give them. Our personal data, that's the most valuable thing that we give them.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have to give out things like for car insurance and all this stuff, our social security number, is, I cannot believe in 2024 we still use a social security number.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Like,
we should just do retina scans.
And so that's what I want to get into after this next break is the future of privacy because, you know, the AT&T, it was earlier this year, AT&T had 75 million current and old subscribers had their data breach. We hear this.
Ascension.
Yeah,
it was just
exactly.
Too, yeah.
We hear this week after week, month after month, all these massive, massive data leaks, and we're the ones that have to lock our credit. We're the ones that have to go get all this, you know,
all these services
to protect us, and we have to deal with the banks and our identity being stolen. And so, what I want to get into after this next break is the future of privacy. When are we as consumers going to say enough is enough?
Yeah.
I'm not giving you my data. I sure ain't giving you my social security number because you can't be trusted with it. And so after this next break, we're going to get into the future of privacy. This is The Upswing with Martin Moore and Steve Glenn. I always feel like
somebody's watching me. Right on.
Charlie, our producer, I swear, just kills it with the music. He has a knack for like giving, like we just gave him all these topics like last minute. He has a knack for just finding
Charlie's
the
amazing.
Perfect song. It would take me an hour to Google, like, what should I use for talking about privacy?
I would just AI it.
Right. Well done, Charlie. Before the break, we were talking about the future of privacy. The recent Ticketmaster hack that affected 560 million people. Earlier this year, the AT&T hack that affected 75 million people, which they say wasn't part of the outages. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it seems a little coincidental. And so I wanted to get into the future of privacy because this is something that I think isn't just like something I care about. I think this is pretty ubiquitous for everyone. You probably can't find a single person on planet Earth that hasn't got a notification on their phone that says your information's on the dark web.
Yeah.
And, you know, you start freaking out and panicking.
It's interesting, though, that everyone complains about it, but most people I talk to just haphazardly give their data away.
Mm-hmm. Because you read all the terms and conditions when you sign up for anything, right?
Sure. I read it in detail. I print it out.
Me too. The listeners do too as well.
Oh, everyone.
It's just frustrating because as a consumer, you feel very handcuffed.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing you can do about it. You want Netflix or Disney Plus or whatever? You can't just say, well, I'm not going to give you my personal information. Cool. You don't have to get the subscription.
You get the movies.
I want this mortgage. I want this car. I want this loan. I don't want to give you my social security number because 2 weeks ago, Ticketmaster just got it. Too bad. You're not getting your loan. And so as consumers, what can we do? What is the future of our privacy? Because this is only something that's going to exacerbate. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And at some point, it's going to be one of those things where it's like, well, it hasn't affected me yet. It's going to affect you at some point.
Yeah, no, I got my letter from AT&T saying that the data was compromised. And
we'll give you $85.
Here's $85 for your security software or whatever you want to get. I'm like, I couldn't even.
What about my free Xanax?
It was like 7 pages long. I know. What do I really do? It's hard to understand what you can do as a consumer when your data has been stolen.
Nothing. And, you know, looking at this Ticketmaster hack, the hacker group Shiny Hunters, they're called, claimed it had obtained 1.3 terabytes of Ticketmaster user data, including names, addresses, phone numbers, order details, credit card information. That's the big one. I mean, social security number, credit card, either or you're done. SOL.
Yeah.
And the hackers were selling the data on the dark web for $500,000.
Where is this dark web?
I don't know.
I gotta find it.
The fact that you have to ask that question is probably good. Don't find it.
I'll Google it.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, what do we do? My biggest thing is the credit card numbers and the social security numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are those just sitting in an Excel spreadsheet
for
anyone to
do something?
Right,
and that's a scary. Like, there's one level of scary which someone has my stuff,
true,
and you're scared.
Yeah.
And then there's another level of scary of like, what are they going to do with it?
Right.
And so you mentioned Ticketmaster and AT&T so far. We've said also Ascension. Now you're getting into like health records and health
stuff
and health systems potentially shutting down because of a data breach.
This isn't just getting a rando text message saying, hey, I need like your Venmo or that UPS one where it's
Xbox
like, we couldn't deliver your package. Click on this really weird link and
thank you for your order. Here's your invoice.
I mean, you're right. This is real stuff. This is healthcare information.
Yeah.
This is your social security number. This is your credit card number. And it's just, I don't know what we can do, but something obviously has to be done. I know in 2018, I believe Congress was flirting with the idea of creating something that was more substantial privacy-wise and security-wise than the Social Security number, which I think is probably the crux of a lot of this. Like, I don't really think phone numbers and addresses are anything anyone's really interested in. It's the credit card information, the social security number. Because that's how you get an ID or a passport, or you can take out, you know, a loan on a Tesla or something like that. But what can you do? Can you get some kind of rolling code?
Yeah, like a personal VPN system.
Honestly, do you use a VPN?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
You just...
I trust the Wi-Fi wherever
Steve just said he trusts the Wi-Fi. You don't use a VPN.
No, should I? How do you... To me, a VPN is something that, like, your employer makes you use.
No, I mean, I use it mainly...
You have one yourself? Like, went and bought it?
Yeah, I use NordVPN.
Or subscribed?
I use it because I do a lot of banking online.
Yeah.
Obviously, I do work stuff for costs online. Yeah. But another one is just the tracking, the cookies and all that stuff where they feed you ads. And I mean, I get some really bizarre ads on stuff that I don't use a VPN.
Interesting.
I cannot recommend it enough.
The dark web.
But something I think would be really interesting would be, you know, okay, you get a social security number and it's like some sort of rolling.
Yeah, it changes every time. Yeah, dynamic.
But then, does that mean, okay, let's say Steve's social security number is XXXX, whatever.
Yeah, it matches up with someone sometime.
And then I get screwed because I have your old social security number that was in a Ticketmaster leak.
Right. Maybe you do.
Oh, man.
Maybe you're from the whatever that group is.
I could be. Well, I want to sort of pivot, to the future of advertising, because we got something that's really, really bugging me with Instagram that's going to be coming up that I think is going to trickle down to a lot of stuff. The future of ads coming up after this next break. Steve, you like this song?
I love the Silver Sun pickups, yeah.
I heard Charlie was just playing the theme song to Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which is like...
Really?
Top three movie for me. Have you ever seen it?
Never even heard of it.
Oh my God. It's with Ben Stiller. Oh, it's so good. Treat yourself. Well, treat yourself. Now you got a recommendation.
I already forgot what it's called.
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. If you say that 10 times in a row without missing it, I'll give you a $2 bill.
I can't even do it.
Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Secret Life.
Ads.
Do you like, are you an ad guy? Do you like ads, Steve?
I have so far appreciated ads on Instagram.
Really?
Because they are super relevant.
Okay.
And
because you don't use a VPN and it knows.
Yeah, it knows everything I'm doing. So I just looked it up. I just looked up my VPN status. It says you are unprotected on the internet.
Can't be unprotected. That's
but
not safe.
I think I'm going to do it.
Safe surfing.
Yeah. But yes, I get really cool products that come my way, and I've purchased several things from those ads.
And I have too. I got a pair of pants, I believe, off of Instagram. And there's one other thing that I've bought. And so, you know, it is having these social media platforms follow you and advertise to you and giving them access to cookies or whatever, however that works.
Yeah.
It can be advantageous and at least make what is a miserable experience ads slightly better, because you're at least getting fed something that's relevant to you, whether it's technology or fashion or sports or something. Yeah. You're not just getting some rando ad of a snowblower and you live in Florida. But Instagram is now testing unskippable ads. Very similar to YouTube. Yeah. The change would see Instagram becoming more like the free version of YouTube, which requires users to view ads before and in the middle of watching videos. So I would assume this would be something in Reels. I don't think the feed is going to... It's in beta, but I don't think you're going to scroll through your feed and then it's just going to like...
Stop you,
and then you're going to have to watch an ad.
How do you know?
I mean, I don't, but I would assume. Is that something that would bug you?
A little bit.
Or keep you from using a social media platform?
It wouldn't keep me from using it, but it does bug me. It always seems like in the very coolest part of the video you're watching.
Right.
The ad.
You're watching an unboxing video on YouTube, and then all of a sudden, like, the top slowly slides off.
Yes.
And there you see the corner of that new iPhone or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you get some ad for, I don't know, whatever.
It was like insurance.
Yeah, car insurance ad.
And I was watching something the other day, and an ad popped up, and it had the timer. And then there was this button that said skip.
Mm-hmm.
And I, tapped
on
it.
On Instagram?
No, actually, I think it may have been Netflix or Hulu. I forget.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get to a show, Hulu, and it said skip. So I hit skip, and another ad comes up. I hit skip again, another ad comes up. I hit skip again, and by the time I then said, I'll wait the 30 seconds.
Sure.
I was on the some different show.
Really?
So I was really skipping to different shows. So it,
interesting.
Yeah.
The one that drives me the craziest is Amazon, because I'm starting to get ads now on Amazon, like when we watch a movie. Or, yes. So we just watch Fallout, and like right before it starts, there'll be this thing Amazon says that says, this program's brought to you ad-free after this two-minute ad, which in my opinion isn't ad-free.
Right.
Ad-free. And so I guess, do you think this is something that's going to get worse? Where, because Twitter, I pay $7 a month for Twitter, still get ads. Like,
you're either going to have ads flying at you, or you're going to pay a subscription to get the ads away.
Not though, because all of this is, it's both. Like you,
or both.
Or both. Like,
or both.
Amazon I pay, and I still get ads.
Yeah. Hulu.
Hulu. You either get my money or my data and information, but I'm not going to pay you a monthly subscription, and then you're also going to take my data, monetize it, and feed me ads. That drives me crazy.
I know. Yeah, agreed. One thing I do hate more, though, than
ad?
Serving me an ad that I have to watch for 7 seconds before I can skip. Going to a site when they're throwing banners and videos in your face, and you're just trying to read the news article, and
you get a thing for cookware pops up.
And then you don't know your volume's up on your laptop, so all of a sudden it starts playing the audio. It's horrible.
That's what I hate about Instagram Reels is when I thumb through it, and then all of a sudden the audio, like, I'm in, like,
jumps at you.
Yeah, I'm just, like, sitting in my office, like, everybody's around me, and all of a sudden, like, I load up Instagram, and then, like, you hear, like, some kid screaming.
Yeah.
Or like,
70-year-old guy at the coffee shop.
Exactly.
You know, playing,
or a bunch
of your videos
people
with no headphones.
Shuffle dancing. Yeah. That drives me absolutely crazy.
You gotta share, you gotta care, it's the right thing to do. You gotta share, you gotta care, and there'll always be a way through.
Oh, we're laughing here. I like it. I like it.
This show's
sharing.
Going to heck today.
Are you a share? Password sharing?
I have done that in the recent past.
A week ago?
Well, in our defense, our crew, we upped the subscription from what we could have done to 4 times that amount.
Oof.
And shared
okay. The
cost.
Okay. Interesting.
They let you do it.
Hey, they do. Well, not for long. So Netflix added almost 30 million customers last year, which was its second best annual performance. And then an additional 9.3 million the first quarter of this year, which was its best start since the pandemic of 2020. But now they're cracking down on password sharing. I know some people that have been affected. I personally haven't been. You've been affected.
Yeah.
What does it say? Or how do you know?
It will tell you, from what I've seen, it will tell you are logged in somewhere else.
Okay.
Do you want to change the home location of your login to where you are trying to log in?
And so that's how you know that they done got you.
Yep.
Here's my beef with the... I get it. Like, it's... If you're sharing with, like, your family, sure. But, like, I share my Netflix password and my Disney Plus password with my brother-in-law. I use his DirecTV. But here's the thing. It's because my nieces use it. I don't use Netflix hardly ever. I don't use Disney Plus ever unless there's a new Star Wars show. So as soon as that something is done that I don't want to watch, I would cancel it. Because I can share my password and because my nieces use it, I continue to use the subscription.
Yeah.
If my nieces can't use my Disney Plus and Netflix anymore, I'm going to cancel it. They're not going to get money from my brother-in-law, and they're not going to get money from me. Yeah. I get that's sort of like my case. I don't know what it's like for everybody else that shares passwords, but like, are you in the camp that if they shut it down, is there any subscriptions you would get rid of?
No, I don't think so. What's interesting to me is it hasn't from my experience again, and I don't use the streaming devices for shows very often.
Sure.
It doesn't affect your mobile devices.
It doesn't?
So you can watch and be logged in where you want to be.
Is that because your location on your phone obviously is always changing?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, here's how I come to that conclusion. The kids haven't complained yet.
Sure.
That they aren't getting it like any of these TV services or streaming services on their mobiles. So I don't know. I think the biggest issue for me has been limited account profiles.
Oh, is that what they do?
So there's only like 5 you get.
Okay.
Like, think about Spotify. You on a family account, you only get like 5 slots
sure.
for users.
Same thing with Apple Music, I believe. Mm-hmm.
And so you have to get creative. If you, what if you have, we have six people in our.
What if you have a family with a baker's dozen and, yeah. you know, like how, what are you supposed to get? I wonder, how, actually, I do wonder how that works because I know people that have, you know.
I got kicked off of Netflix, so my five-year-old could have his own profile.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough dadding right there.
But we had to do it because otherwise, you know, your profile is set to adult and you're getting all this content he shouldn't see.
Sure.
At this age, and so we had to make a kid profile, and I got booted out of Netflix.
So that making a kid profile counts as a
profile.
I feel like you should get like unlimited
kid
profiles, yes. or at least like 10 or something like that. I don't know. So you wouldn't you share your password, but if they booted somebody out, like you would still keep your service.
Yeah, so when I say I've shared password, it was an isolated incident for a certain playoffs. And that was it.
I see.
And that was it. But I haven't done. We've
that
tried.
Was, that
we've
was
tried,
your first but, time, yeah. or that wasn't your only time.
We've tried on some of the streamings, and then we got busted on the Netflix. So,
oh man, that's funny. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. My wallet might be getting a little thicker here if I have to cancel some of these subscriptions because I can't share it with people. But I get it. I mean, bottom line, shareholders, you got to make money. And, you know, if they're not making money, although Netflix is making money, they got to do something to make that money. After the break, a big change is coming to Wisconsin in the way we grocery shop. I'm not a big fan of it. Who doesn't like being around people? So we're going to talk about the future of self-checkout. After the break, this is The Upswing. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Martin Moore. Steve Glenn filling in for Jeff Sherman today. Self-checkout. Steve, are you a self-checkout guy?
Yeah, I love
it. Do you gravitate towards, like, will you go, when you go to whatever, Target, Pick and Save, doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, do you like eyeball the self-checkout line, just beeline it?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, it seems, it feels like you're in a little bit more in control of everything.
Okay. Well, that experience might be going away.
I know.
Big change.
All this technology stuff today. You
it
know?
Comes, it goes. Pick and Save announced that they're getting rid of self-checkouts at some of its Wisconsin stores in Milwaukee. It's already happening at the River West Pick and Save near Humboldt Street and North Ave. The self-checkout stations inside are gone. Apparently, self-checkout costs U.S. retailers around $100 billion a year. Dominic Reuter, a reporter for Business Insider, said self-checkout yields quite a few challenges, but one of them is this funny little notion called partial shrink, which is where a shopper perhaps unintentionally or intentionally doesn't scan all of the items in their order. So some of the stuff goes out the door without ever being paid for. And it's costing retailers, you know, $100 billion.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. One of my things I cannot stand, and one of the reasons why I go to like Aldi or I just do like grocery delivery is because I hate standing in the checkout line.
So do I.
That's
why I do delivery at Target, same day.
Absolutely. It's just, it's a time suck. It's frustrating. I don't like being around people.
I'm always in the line with the issue.
Exactly. You know?
It's everything from running out of receipt paper to
they need an alcohol ID
scan,
check,
yeah, all
or
that.
There's no price tag on.
Yep.
I feel like that is the same experience for me. It's similar as like when I pull up to a parking spot and like the meter that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like I'm always in the checkout line that it doesn't work. So, anyways, self checkout for me is absolutely vital. I won't shop anywhere that doesn't have it. So I might be starving.
I mean,
it
expanded capacity, right? Like you went from two cashiers to like 10 registers always open, ready to go.
And the thing is, I thought self-checkout would sort of alleviate the need for having more workers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what do businesses love the most? Making robots do
automation.
Human jobs so that they can save a bunch of money. I thought that this would make them money. And of course, sure, you're going to have people that don't scan stuff. Sure, you're going to have people that, you know, steal stuff. But I thought there would be this balance where at a minimum, it would
even out
thing, what your employees you don't have to hire and pay. Apparently, that's not the case. So if you have any self-checkout pet peeves, like when you're in the self-checkout line waiting and you're seeing people there?
I don't
pet peeves?
I don't have any pet peeves. Maybe, you know, like the people who scan their like shirt or something and then have to take the hanger out and fold their shirt and put in, like, just put that thing in the bag with the hanger on it.
Oh my.
But I did almost see a fight in a self checkout because some lady felt like she was being watched because she wasn't scanning.
Yeah.
It almost got vicious.
From the 262, we got a text here. I embrace self-checkout immediately when deployed at every store I shop because I prefer to scan things in my order and pack them accordingly. That's kind of nice, too, is you get to pack your own stuff.
Well, you care about your stuff.
Yeah.
Your crackers around and your Doritos.
Yeah, 16-year. I'm very particular about my pretzels.
Your whiskey?
No, my pretzels. Oh. So, like, I will literally spend, if I'm at Sendix or Aldi, like, 5 minutes going through all the bags, finding the one with the most salt.
I can totally see that.
Nothing drives me crazier than some 16-year-old at the cash register that just lobs them into the bag and all the salt goes to the bottom. So there is, like the...
You can hear it.
Like the texter said.
Running through the bag.
I prefer to pack my own stuff. One of my biggest pet peeves about self-checkout is like when you're standing there and you're watching someone who obviously has never done a self-checkout, has no idea how to pay, has no idea how to put in their preferred customer number. Oh, my gosh. It drives me absolutely insane.
Yeah. That's anywhere, though.
Do you have any other...
No, my biggest pet peeve in the world.
Sure. Oh, we're
in the world.
I didn't know we were going that
route. Let's go another personal question here.
Sure.
My biggest pet peeve in the world is the people who watch the YouTube in the coffee shop with no AirPods or no earbuds or no headphones or anything.
That drives me absolutely insane. Yeah. Or when you land in an airport and everybody's text messages are going off.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we got to take a break. After the break, we're going to talk about maybe a new job opportunity for IKEA that, Steve, you might be interested in.
I'm in.
This is the Upswing.
Selling meatballs.
The Upswing is home for me and Steve Glenn and Jeff Sherman.
Yeah, this song has a dual emotional kind of thing for me now. It's a good memory of now being on this show.
Sure.
But it's also like, it's the last little segment we have for the day.
I'm a big Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros fan, so I always like that show.
It's a cool song. It's a great song.
It is.
But yeah, I always get a little sad and happy at the end.
Jeff Sherman's not here, but that doesn't mean we can't do a Mine Shaft giveaway. So let's give away a gift card to the Mine Shaft restaurant in either Hartford or Oshkosh. As you hear him say every week, Jeff Sherman's family lives in the North Shore of Milwaukee. But the Mine Shaft in Hartford is a staple when the kids want a huge game room, great pizza, and Jeff and his wife Stephanie need a comfortable seat at the bar while knowing their kids are cool hanging out on their own in the game room. So how about caller number, Steve, what caller?
11.
Caller number 11, 855-616-1620, gets a gift card to the historic Mine Shaft and a friendly little reminder on Thursdays, which is today, features a buy one pizza and get one free. Do you like, you know what I like more than pizza?
One pizza?
Two pizzas, and that second pizza's free.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a little bit of time left before the show's over, which was a great show. Jeff, miss you. I want to talk about this article that I came across last night.
I really wanted
to sneak this in because I thought it was fascinating. IKEA just announced that they will pay you, and by you I mean you have to live in the United Kingdom, real money, $16 an hour, to work in its virtual Roblox store. If you don't know what Roblox is, imagine... Legos, and then they turn that into like a video game. You basically can build like a Lego world and run around and shoot people and make houses and whatever it is kids do in Roblox. Or adults. Maybe that's your thing.
People don't just play in there. They watch other people play in there.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I know someday Jeff hopes his daughter pays him back for all the Roblox bucks she spent.
16 hours at a dollars an hour at a time.
Right? But they're going to pay $16 an hour. So Steve... Can I ask you one last personal question?
Bring it on.
Would you get a job in Roblox for IKEA to sell digital Swedish meatballs and couches and in furniture?
I think the answer is yes, but here's why. If it was like if I was selling bands shoes or like booking bands or said like doing other things that were of interest to me in a virtual setting like this that is so established like Roblox, I'm definitely in. It's a brilliant move on IKEA's
part to get
more brand awareness and more brand engagement.
I couldn't agree more. I've always said this. I've said this on the show. I've said this on my podcast. I say this around people. There are careers that exist now that didn't exist 10, 15 years ago. You have kids out there streaming on Twitch, playing Fortnite, making millions of dollars.
Yes.
You have YouTubers, TikTokers.
My friend
J-Matt, who does hashtag MKE, he makes a living off of TikTok. You've got this where you have a platform like Roblox where there's millions and hundreds of millions of people playing. And to create an ecosystem in a world where you can make money doing this, I think it's awesome.
I think so, too. And if you're kicking your kids off of gaming platforms when they've got a skill for it and you're seeing it.
Agree.
Because you're telling them to go do something more.
Touch grass. Kick a ball.
Or power wash their grass.
Yeah.
got to rethink that strategy.
I agree. I do. I hear parents a lot talk about my kid's on the iPad too much. My kid plays video games too much. This is the world, one, that they live in, that they're going to live in. This is the world we created for them. It's not like when they were in the womb, they said, oh, hey, can you make Fortnite and Roblox and iPads and stuff. This is all that they know.
Yeah.
And so anything that they do that dabbles with this technology or these virtual worlds, this just prepares them for a brand new career, something that they could be making thousands of dollars, potentially millions of dollars at a very young, early age.
Yeah.
Without college education.
And I've seen the transition go from Roblox to graphic design to animation in my kids.
Oh, for sure.
With zero training in any of that except for what they've learned self-taught.
Or coding.
Yeah.
You know?
All of it.
It's just shocking. And so it's very easy to laugh at something like this and be like, oh, you're going to be selling digital Swedish meatballs and whatever. But you have no idea what the potential of this could be in a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. This could be a whole new untapped market for making money, creating businesses, and creating your own business and having a career.
It's one of the most practical applications I've seen yet.
Agreed.
Of Web 2 joining Web 3.
Agreed.
And if you don't know what those things are, you Google it.
Google it. With a VPN?
Yes, with a VPN.
Well, it's been an awesome show. You got anything planned for now that it's June and we're full-blown summer?
I am crossing my fingers for the Admirals tonight not be eliminated from the playoffs. We are going to the game. I cannot wait.
Where can people watch the Admirals game?
AHL TV.
Watch it. Support Milwaukee. Hopefully we can sneak forward. This is The Upswing. Have a good day.